This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. Saudi Arabia's King Salman opened the Group of 20 summit on Saturday with the coronavirus pandemic overshadowing this year's gathering of heads of state. From Cairo, Edward Uranian reports.
The king said G20 nations must continue to support the world economy, including trade and the movement of people. He said all must give the young a chance for a better job with a solid education. Russian President Putin, whose speech was not carried live on Saudi TV, was reported by Saudi media to have called for a coronavirus vaccine available to all. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said decisions stemming from the summit would be decisive for minimizing the negative effects of COVID-19 for the world and in responding to the world's expectations. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The Islamic State's affiliate in Afghanistan is being blamed for a deadly morning mortar and rocket attack that killed at least 8 people and wounded several others in Kabul on Saturday. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
The explosions set off warning sirens from embassies, and the attack comes just 2 days before a major conference for Afghanistan in Geneva. Afghanistan's Ministry of Interior said along with the dead, dozens more have been injured in the blast, with many requiring hospital treatment. Spokesman Tariq Arian said terrorists mounted 14 rockets in a small truck and set them off. He added that an investigation was ongoing to find out how the vehicle got inside the city. One of the rockets landed close to the Iranian embassy, but it later said in a statement that there were no casualties among its staff.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Countries across Asia are strengthening measures to control the spread of the coronavirus as cases continue to rise. We get more from AP's Sarah Bassett.
South Korea has reported nearly 400 new COVID-19 cases in a resurgence that could force authorities to reimpose restrictions after easing them to spur a faltering economy. Japan is scaling back on a government-backed campaign to encourage travel and dining out as new confirmed cases reached a record for the third day straight. India reported nearly 50,000 new cases as New Delhi intensive care wards and the capital's main crematorium are near capacity. China is starting mass testing on 3 million people in Tianjin following 5 domestically transmitted cases. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Ethiopia said Saturday its forces had seized another town in their advance on the capital of the northern Tigray region. It also rebuffed an African Union push to mediate in a war with Tigrayan rebels. More than 2 weeks into Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's offensive, his government said Tigrayan forces were digging in and using bulldozers to plow up roads around their capital, a home to about 500,000 people. Hundreds, possibly thousands, have died, and more than 30,000 refugees have fled to Sudan. The conflict has spread beyond Tigray, whose forces have fired rockets at the neighboring nation of Eritrea, causing concern of a wider war. Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan called Saturday for greater military cooperation with Russia. Armenia and Azerbaijan agreed to a Russian-brokered ceasefire on November 9th after 6 weeks of fighting over the self-proclaimed republic. Under the agreement, Azerbaijan will regain control of 3 districts that have been controlled by the separatists since the 1990s. Around 2,000 Russian peacekeepers have been deployed in the disputed territory under terms of the deal. A spokesman for President-elect Joe Biden says he is against the death penalty and will work to end its use. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Press Secretary T.J. Ducklow says President-elect Joe Biden, quote, opposes the death penalty now and in the future, although he did not say whether executions would be paused immediately once Biden takes office. The Justice Department has scheduled 3 more federal executions before the January 20th inauguration, including 2 shortly before Biden is set to take office. Advocacy groups have called on the Trump administration to pause all executions until Biden is in the White House. I'm Shelley Adler.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
And more. Music.